Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Gotta be obedient when God calls. We gotta say yes. Can't do nothing about it. It's nerve-wracking being up here, but you know, I make do, and I gotta go when God says go, despite how I feel, you know. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day, another week, oh God. And we just pray, oh God, that you would just use me right now, Father, that you would put your words in my mouth, oh God, that your word would come forth, oh God, and touch who it needs to touch, oh God. And we just thank you and praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I probably will actually be before you really brief tonight, because God kind of gave me my word at the beginning of the year and reiterated that about a week and a half ago, because I was kind of going through a rough patch. And, you know, as most of you guys know, I'm believing God for another shot. And it takes a lot of faith, you know, to believe God for really anything. And it's amazing how God uses, doesn't matter. He used an unsaved friend to basically tell me to get my act together, you know, to remember why I was in the place that I'm at and why I'm at. And so with that, God put it on my heart to talk about Jericho. And I'll be reading Joshua chapter 6, and kind of a prerequisite, if you will. We all know what Jericho is. Jericho is the, Canaan was the promised land, but Jericho was the capital city of that promised land. It was the biggest city, had the biggest walls, and God said, go take it. and that's where I feel that God has put on my heart to tell us that we're at our Jerichos. God has given each and every one of us our Canaans and told us the lands that each and every one of us are to take. And a lot of us are in that promised land, but haven't taken that promised land over, which is in Joshua is where the children of Israel are. They had been wandering due to lack of faith. They had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And when all of the people that doubted God outside of Joshua and Caleb, Everybody else keeled over in the wilderness walking around. And so to bring us where we're at, they had just crossed the Jordan River, and now they're camped just outside of Jericho. And if we go to Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 is kind of where we're at. So we'll start at verse 13 and go into chapter 6. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" Neither, he replied, "but a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. I'm gonna stop right there. That right there is God's favor. That's God's way of saying, I got you. You know, A lot of us could be just getting to Jericho. A lot of us could have been born in the wilderness. We don't know what our we don't know what Jericho entails. We only have heard stories. We've heard, things of the promised land of a better life, and this is where we're at. We're in our places, in our Jerichos, and God's got it shut up, getting ready to bring down the walls. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its kings and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days." Verse 2 hit me the hardest, because that was 2 weeks ago when I was talking with my buddy about kind of the situation and wanting to give up. That's where I felt that I was, outside of my Jericho, walking around in a mindless circle. And lo and behold, that marching, when sometimes when we're sitting idle where God wants us to be, we get frustrated. We get, we want to quit. We want to give up. But there's a reason that he had a march around the wall. Even though it seems like an idle, something trivial. Back in those days, when you were to walk around a wall, when you were walk around a city, it meant that you were in control, that you had it. And that's the place that God had to remind me at just last week, is that I have you here for a specific reason. You are here, and can't nobody move you unless I say so. And that's where the children of Israel are. God is saying, go march around it, because it's yours. I've already given it to you. When we realize that, that's when things can start to change. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." He ordered the people, "Advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing the trumpets, and the Ark of the Lord, the covenant, followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. That was another portion of this passage that I kept meditating on over the course of the last week, and I couldn't figure it out. And last night, as I was going over this, the Holy Spirit hit me and said something to me. The priests represent our worship. They were supposed to be the lead. That's what God said. He said, "Send the Ark of the Covenant with priests out blowing trumpets." That's our praise and our worship. That's our lifestyles. That's what represents us. Without the Ark of the Covenant, without God's covenant, the children of Israel had no identity. And without our worship, without our lifestyles, we have no identity in Christ. Because it means nothing if we don't recognize who Christ is and who Christ was. Then it went on, and it was and Joshua had the armed guard go in front of the Ark of the Covenant. What does the armed guard represent? The armed guard represents those that are willing to put their lives on the line and be the first in battle. Are you going to stand up for what you believe in? Are you gonna be in put yourself in harm's way to be obedient to what God has told you to do? And then we have the rear guard, the warriors. The warriors are the ones that are praying in the background, because everybody can't be in the armed guard. Not everybody can be on the front lines. Those people, who are going to be those people that are going to be around you? Are they gonna feed into your life? Are they gonna protect you when you get down? Are they gonna be your words of encouragement when you, as you're walking around your Jericho? Because I can tell you, when you're walking around Jericho, it probably took some of the men probably got a little like, what are we doing? You know, 6 days. It's one thing to maybe do it once, but it's another day to do it 6 days. And I was talking to Mom earlier this week kind of about this, because she was asking me about it. And it brought up a point about obedience. Sometimes it's just the act of obedience that will get us to our destination, or get us closer to what we want. But then again, it's those people that are walking alongside of us that are also going to help keep us in line. They're going to make sure that we're walking at the pace that we're going to walk. But here's the other thing, is they walked around 6 days. Every day it probably got faster for them, because they finally started to click. You know, it's no accident that God had them do it on 7 days. Seven days is his number of perfection. So if we look at that, maybe it took them 6 days to get it right, to do it in a timely fashion. Because when God gets ready to do something, he wants everybody on the same page. Now, when you're in your Jericho times, who are those people that are around you that are feeding into your life, that are helping you keep on track around your walls? So when we go into the seventh day, they had to walk a lot. They were probably tired. They were probably worn out. But see, that's when God gets the glory, not us. God is wanting to get us to a point where we have to rely on him. We have to rely on his strength and his way of doing it. Because, you know, all the times in the world I could sit and say, okay, this is how we're going to get money for the shop today. We're going to do this. We're going to make a couple of moves over here. Then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to get the money. But at the end of the day, God's saying no. But the longer we fight it, the more we have to walk. And the more we have to walk, eventually we're going to get tired. And then God's going to say, you should have just listened. You know, but at the end of it, they were being obedient. They had to be obedient. They had to be on one accord, and they had to stay focused. They had to know their end result. And knowing those things, when we're walking around our Jerichos, God is getting ready. We feel like we're in those idle times where we want to give up, where we're tired of walking, you know, but we just keep walking because God said so. You know, it brings us back to Abraham. He said, just walk. He said, to a land that I'm going to show you, you know, and that's where I think God is trying to get us to realize is we're at our Jerichos. We know what our Jerichos are. That's the other thing that we have to do, is we have to recognize our Jerichos, because without one, recognizing your enemy, recognizing your territory that you have to, that God has told you to take, you can't lay siege to the city, let alone walk around it. So be encouraged today, and I'm gonna finish the chapter here. But just be encouraged in those idle times where it feels like we want to give up, where we're getting tired, where we're getting worn out. Those are the times that we can lay all bets on God and know that we're close.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
There was one teacher said it, and I can't remember. It was at a KC Treat event about 5 years ago, and he said I never really want to give up, but I enjoy the fact that I want to give up, because knowing that I want to give up means that I'm close to what I want. So, just some words to live by. I don't know why that came to mind, but I'm gonna finish reading here. Let's go. So I'm going to start back at verse 9. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests, who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the people, do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, and do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to the camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early in the next morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord. The armed guard went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the second day, they marched around the city, and they returned to camp. They did this for 6 days. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city seven times. The seventh time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent out. But keep away from the devoted things, that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking of any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to its destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury." When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." So that the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab. So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought out the entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. I'm going to stop for a second and kind of go back up to verse, what was that? I'm going to go back to verse 17. The city and all that are in it are to be devoted to the Lord. When we get ready to take our Jerichos, make sure that we don't forget who gave it to us. Because a lot of times we get stuff, we get comfortable, and we forget. We forget, you know, who gave it to us. We forget why we're there. We forget that God is God. We still believe in God. We still go to church. We still praise, we still worship, we still pray, but we start to get complacent, and we don't dedicate what it is that he gave us back to him. Because after all, it's not ours. He gave it to us. And then it goes on to say, devoted to the Lord, only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house are to be spared, because she hid the spies and went out. This was the other thing that was tugging at my heart, is that we can't forget that there are unsaved people that are going to be helping us. along our journey. People that other people are going to look at and be like, why are they with you? God has a plan for each and every person that comes in contact with us. You know, we have to remember that he's going to use who he wants to use. And if he can't get saints to do it, he's going to find somebody else to. And that's what we have to remember, is that the people that are around us are there for a reason. And we can't forget them when we go in, even though they may quote unquote be the enemy. We can't forget them. We got to remember that we don't get anywhere on our own. We need help. We need God's help. We need people's help. He causes men to give unto our bosoms. So without the inside man, we may never get what we want. So we can't forget, you know, how we got there. Jumping back down to verse 24. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. But the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua sent in as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath: cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, he will lay the foundations. At the cost of his youngest, he will set up its gates. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. Some things aren't to be rebuilt. And whatever it be that God has that our Jerichos are, we got to remember that once we dedicate it to him, certain things cannot be undone. We can't go back. There's gonna be no turning back. It's gonna be an all or nothing situation. You know, if we read further, we go into Achan, and he got tempted by the things that God had said not to touch, not to take. And we have to remember that when we get in there, we have to dedicate it back to God, and we got to make sure that we continue to live in God according to God's plan. Otherwise, we'll potentially lose it all. The firstborn son back in those days represented everything. They were, you know, we all know that Jesus was God's firstborn, and he gave him up for all of us. Firstborns, they meant something. So for Joshua, probably being led by the Spirit, to say something like that lets us know that the consequences of going back to try to rebuild something that God is saying to destroy, so that we can have our promised lands. So I'm gonna leave us with that. That one, we need to recognize our Jerichos. Two, we have to be obedient and diligent in the mundane marching around the city. And then we have to remember that once those walls fall, because of God's grace, God's mercy, God's power, God's anointing, that we have to give the spoils of our Jerichos back to him. You know, for me, that would be making sure that I'm tithing on the top of my business earnings. You know, for Monica, when she goes and she does her acting, that she's only doing roles that glorify God. You know, for Marquise and Mom, they're musicians, to make sure that they're not selling out to compromise their morals to get something that they want in a different way. You know, we gotta be obedient. We gotta press, and then destroying everything, because we're gonna have to change. We have to change once we move into that next level. Things have to be destroyed. Whether that's our flesh, you know, our flesh could be Jerichos, you know, our flesh could be keeping us from what God intends for us to have. So things have to die. Things have to be burnt. They have to be sacrificed. They have to be killed, in other words. And just know that once we recognize that we don't lose sight, and we just remember that who's going to get it, who's going to get the glory when it's all said and done, once we move into that promised land. So I just want people to be encouraged today to not give up when they're in a place where they feel like it's just mundane, where they're not doing anything, where it just seems like you're sitting idle and everything is getting repetitive. Everything is getting repetitive. Find those people that are going to guard you. Find those people that are going to be at your front. Find those people that are going to be at your rear. And make sure that we maintain mindsets of worship. You know, making sure that God is at the center. Because once Joshua put armed guards in the front and in the rear, God became the center. God became the centerpiece. We have to protect that. So make sure that we have people around us that are gonna march with us, that are gonna have the same vision, that are gonna be on the same page. Because otherwise it's not gonna do us any good. But we're close. We're close. God has us here for a specific purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, I just thank you, O God, that I can come forward and be obedient and speak your word, O God. I just pray, O God, that your word just resonates, O God. That it doesn't fall on deaf ears, O God. That you would just use it as you see fit, O God. That each and every person that you need, Father God, would take it accordingly, O God. And I just thank you and praise you as we come to an end, Father God, and we give you praise, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.